This is Tony Silvera, and you're listening to Little Devotional. Please check us online at the iTunes Store or at littledevotional.com.
Let me tell you a story. I lived for many years in Hamilton, in Ontario. And I used to walk from my house to the store. There's this main road, always lots of traffic. And there's a red light, and there's this little button on the side of the post. If you want to cross the road,
press
the button. Now, I've always pressed the button, and sometimes I had to wait like forever.
Oh, no.
For the light to turn red so I could walk. And other times I will arrive there, I'll press the button, and I'll pass immediately.
Mm-hmm.
So I really started to doubt if that thing was working or was there for decoration. Well, at least will give us the feeling that,
yes.
There's something here. And if I press this button, there's a computer that mm-hmm. will know that I'm here and will turn the light and I'll be able to pass. So this is my request. It's
yes.
when I press the button that the light will turn green.
Yes.
But at a certain point, I doubted that the thing was working.
Okay.
But sometimes, you see, we pray and we don't receive.
Yeah, and sometimes we don't even believe God hears
exactly.
us.
Exactly. We start to doubt.
Yes.
Does this thing work?
That's
I know that Jesus said, knock and it shall
be
open. Ask and it shall receive.
That's right.
But sometimes we ask, we knock, and nothing happens.
Yes.
It's like we're pushing the button and then we're doubting. We're thinking,
yes.
Am I going to have an answer?
That's right.
Is this thing going to turn green?
But
can I move forward? And we're allowed to have our doubts.
Yes.
We are.
Yes.
God will answer in His time.
That's right. But we have to be careful also that we don't go into the place of you ask for something. Maybe God sees to that. You don't even need that. That's not good for you.
Exactly.
And
listen to this. This is the same passage, Luke 11 and verse 11. He continues to teach about prayer. And he says, what father among you will, if his son asks for a loaf of bread, will give him a stone?
Mm.
Or if he asks for a fish, will instead of a fish give him a serpent? Or if he asks for an egg, will give him a scorpion? If you then, evil as you are,
yes.
know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask and continue to ask Him?
Continue.
But what I understand from this is when we ask for bread,
yes.
He will give us bread.
That's right.
Not a stone. If we ask for a fish, He will not give us a serpent.
Mm-hmm.
And I like this verse 12. If he asks for an egg, will he give him a scorpion?
No.
We don't want a scorpion.
No.
So, but when Jesus does this question, he expects the disciples that are listening to answer in their heads.
Yes.
So, the answer is obvious. No father will give a scorpion
to harm his child.
To a child.
Yes.
But the question is, how about if the child asks for a scorpion?
Ooh.
Will a father give a scorpion
no,
to a child?
No.
Obviously not. I'm sure that what Jesus is saying is that he will give us what we ask,
That's
but
right.
we need to ask right.
Check us online at littledevotional.com and learn how you can download this podcast directly into your iPhone, iPod, BlackBerry, or other. If you prefer social media, just go to audioboo.fm/littledevotional. You can download the Audioboo app for free at the iTunes Store and listen to our program on the road.